Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, let's go right to him. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joins us here, as he has for a long, long time now. Mike, how many of the originals do you still have with you around the country? I'm always curious.
I think it's just down to you. Wait a minute. I've been on The Score in Chicago every Wednesday for like 20 years.
Oh, my God.
Paul
okay.
Allen in Minneapolis. So it's you, it's The Score, and it's Paul Allen in Minneapolis.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I was just curious, man. That's Well, it's always great to have you, Mike. And by the way, I'm going to get right into all the stuff going on. Mike McDaniel hit the new culture hard in OTAs and minicamp last week, starting with he'd been very open about guys being on time and doing it the right way at camp and getting on guys if they don't, being able to let them have it. And I'm just curious what some people are going, why wasn't this done before? And others are going, okay, I mean – better late than never. What do you take out of Mike's stuff coming out about it's got to start right now?
I think it's an acknowledgement that, number one, major change is necessary, and number two, maybe the ownership should have made major change. Aren't you, by acknowledging that the things you've done for 3 years aren't working, signing your own pink slip at some degree, or at least putting all your eggs in the basket of it working this year, and if it doesn't, the only way to fix it is to have massive change? And look, I love Mike McDaniel. We talked about this on our show today. There's only 32 NFL head coaches. And a lot of those guys aren't suited to be head coaches because it doesn't work out. They don't last for very long. It's a tough job. It's possible Mike McDaniel is no different than North Turner, Wade Phillips, other guys who are very good coordinators and maybe so good as coordinators that they periodically become head coaches where it doesn't work out and they go back to being very good coordinators. It's possible that that's Mike McDaniel's football destiny, because when they decided to move on from Brian Flores, Joe, I think they overcorrected. Mike McDaniel, maybe a little too player friendly, a little too nice, a little too lenient, a little too understanding, a little too looking the other way when guys are late, a little too touchy feely with, attitude. With Tua. You know, you got to coach guys hard at some point. And I think it's hard when the teacher shows up for the first day at school after 3 years of doing things a certain way, and the teacher's going to start acting differently and behaving differently. That's going to be jarring for the students. And I think it's going to be hard for any of them to accept a different Mike McDaniel. So I think that at some level he's acknowledging that the Dolphins probably need a different coach, and he's going to try to be a different guy. And if that doesn't work, then it will be literally a different guy come 2026.
Well, Mike, the other thing has been Tua talking about, I know I got to stay healthy. I know I got to make better decisions. It is about playing, being able to play the next play. And I still want my guys to know I'm competitive, but I also understand I got to take care of myself. And I know we've heard this before. He missed six games again last year. I'm just wondering, as Mike continues to work with him on when to get rid of the ball, don't hold on to it too long. Once you're outside the pocket, it's all right to throw it away and not hold on to it, waiting for somebody to break open. Just curious what your thoughts is. Here we go again with Tua.
Well, let me broaden the lens here. And it's possible that the through line, when we look at what went wrong with Jalen Ramsey, what prompted Tyreek Hill to say it's time for him to move on. You know, I know they paid Tua and they committed to him for three total seasons last year and two more years by way of guarantees. It's possible that there are guys in the building that are coming to the realization he's not the guy. And again, just like with head coach, there's only 32 of those jobs. There's only 32 NFL starting quarterbacks. And Tua can do certain things extremely well, but you got to be available. Look at all the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Do they ever miss time? Is there ever seven games missed by Josh Allen? Is there ever hand wringing about what he's got to do to get over the hump? And there's just something just objectively missing. And again, there's no shame in it. I mean, the contract created a perception of Tua that I don't think matches the overall package. And that doesn't make you a hater if you point that out. We're talking about the most demanding, most important, most critical position in all of American sports. And there are only so many guys who are truly gifted. You know, I said this about Brock Purdy when the 49ers paid him. It's like, he's a middle-of-the-pack guy. And there's no shame in being a middle-of-the-pack guy in the NFL. To only have 16 human beings on the planet who are better than you at the quarterback position in the NFL, that's something to be proud of. There's only 16 guys better than me. And I don't know where Tua fits. But he's not top five. He's not top 10. He's not top 15. Maybe he's top 20. But at some point, the Dolphins have to ask themselves, do we need more? Do we need a guy that's going to be here every week, who's going to stay healthy, who there isn't going to be this constant consternation? And the concussion last year, it served as the harsh reminder that he's one snap away. And I know every player in theory is one snap away. But at the quarterback position, where they're basically in the closest thing to bubble wrap you can put a player in an NFL game, you should find a way. You should be able to engineer a path to being available for all 17 games. It shouldn't be a surprise when it happens. It should be expected when it happens. And I know fluke injuries occur, but at what point do the Dolphins say, we just need, whether it's a different coach, whether it's a different quarterback, whether it's a different GM, different this, different that. I still go back to the Thanksgiving night game when Jordan Brooks comes out and says we were too soft on defense. I mean, that's a call coming from inside the house. And I think that there'd be plenty of phones ringing with calls made from inside the house if the players were completely candid on what's wrong with the Dolphins.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about the other one because you mentioned his name already. How hard is it going to be to get rid of Jalen Ramsey at this point?
Well, if it hasn't happened by now, right, when's it going to happen? And we know the NFL is a deadline-driven league, but if you had multiple teams that were clamoring for Jalen Ramsey, the Dolphins should be able to get this done. And I thought they were waiting until after June 1 because that's when the cap charge becomes dramatically lower,
right,
for 2025 because it gets spread over 2 years. It's like $18 million in cap savings that would get pushed to next season. So it doesn't happen June 2. Well, okay, what's really going on then? And then this week, Jair Alexander gets cut, and right, he's still available. But anybody that was thinking about Jalen Ramsey possibly is going to think about Jair Alexander now. That potentially complicates it. So what do you do? And if you're the Dolphins, here's the problem. The best leverage that you have in any transaction where you're possibly trading a player. And think about this. If you had a car that you're thinking about selling and somebody lowballs you on the price of the car, your best leverage is to say to the person, fine, I'll just keep it. I'll just keep it. If you don't want to pay me what I want, yep, for my car, I'll just keep it. The Dolphins lost that. They squandered that from the moment they made it clear that they were moving on from Jalen Ramsey. So they need to have multiple teams to compete with each other in order to get the best possible outcome for Jalen Ramsey. And it may just be at the end of the day, the Dolphins just have to throw in the towel on this, take a reduced draft pick, pay a significant chunk of the $20 million
that's right.
he's due to make this year. Joe, how do we get to this point where they give him a contract last September that makes him the highest paid player at his position, and 6 months later they're ready to move on from him? How does that happen?
Whatever was said, it's a great question where there's no going back. I know some people still think if they just said they were sorry to each other, they could fix this out. And I'm going, no way. Too much damage has been done. I can't see Jalen Ramsey in any circumstance coming back here. You agree?
I agree. I mean, he's already said it's time to move on. They've made it clear they're moving on. How in the world can you put that toothpaste back in the tube?
Yeah.
How can you do it at this point? I think it's impossible.
Hey.
So they're stuck. They're stuck because they owe him $20 million. And if they don't trade him, what happens when training camp rolls around? Do they expect him to show up? Do they even want him there at this point? I know he's not going to want to be there.
No.
It is a hallmark of a dysfunctional team. And there are dysfunctional teams in the NFL. And when you've gone 25 years now without winning a playoff game, at a certain point, it's not accidental. I mean, hell, the Jets have gone only 15 years without winning the playoff game, and they're as dysfunctional gets. The Browns haven't gone 25 years without winning a playoff game. They beat the Steelers a few years ago. Hell, they just won a playoff game. When did they win a playoff game?
Joe Flacco. Didn't Joe Flacco got one here just recently?
He lost to the Texans.
Yeah, it's
they were favored, but they lost.
So the Jalen Ramsey thing is the other part of this thing, and it is interesting because I wanted to ask you about all those veteran cornerbacks that are out there. There's a bunch. You just mentioned Alexander, but there's a bunch of guys, and they haven't found a home. Obviously, downside of their career. Stephon Gilmore, 34, 35 years old now, played 15 games last year. What are these guys? I'm guessing most of them want more money, right? They haven't got the offers or not enough money at this point. They're waiting until teams get a little more desperate.
Yeah, I think that's the key. And deadline-driven business, camp doesn't open. A lot of these older players don't want to mess around with the off-season programs anyway. So we find out what happens. And I think part of it, too, is the players have to come to terms with the fact that they're not going to get the kind of money they used to get. I mean, can you imagine? You've done the same job all these years, and all of a sudden they want to pay you, 20% of what you once made to do the exact same thing you're going to be doing. That's got to be tough for guys to come to terms with.
Yes, I totally agree, because you're probably looking at $2 or $3 million, and then they're going to throw in a bunch of incentives for games and try to see if you stay healthy, then we'll make it worth your while.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, so moving on, the other story here in South Florida, Antonio Brown. Who has just been, I think he's got a lot of issues, man, obviously. You know that train wreck now, attempted murder. I'm not surprised we're going through this. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited about it, but this guy is just, he can't stay out of, it's always something. How bad is this, Mike, and what's this looking like, and what do you think here?
Well, attempted murder with a firearm is a serious charge. And when I saw that video that first emerged back in the middle of May, it looked bad because you could hear the gunshots and you see Antonio Brown running out with what appears to be a gun. And he convinced the authorities on the scene to not arrest him. But once the detectives started doing their work, within a few days, it looks like they recognized that this guy did something, allegedly. They're going to have to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. He's entitled to all constitutional protections. But there's enough there for them to at least make this initial move, and we'll see what happens. But we've seen a lot of erratic behavior, and he makes light of it by claiming that he has CTE, and maybe he does. I don't know. Look, I had interviewed him multiple times over the course of his career. And remember that big hit he took from Vontaze Burfict
in the
playoff
game? Yesterday. Yep.
I believe that he, just my own experience, he's been different since then. He was a different guy after that. And I don't know enough about him before then, but I know I've interviewed him before and after. I've dealt with him online before and after. And I feel like something about that moment changed him. And I'm not making excuses. We're just trying to understand his behavior. And he played a violent sport, and he took a violent hit. And I feel like that hit may have contributed, and I don't know, and nobody really knows. And the problem with CTE, you still can't diagnose it while the person is still alive. But everyone is accountable for their own behavior. And I know there are certain legal defenses that may be available. I don't know what legal defense. I see people saying they're claiming self-defense. Look, self-defense goes away when the threat is neutralized. If someone is trying to fight you, and you're fighting back, once that's over, it's over. You can't pick up a gun and run and chase them and shoot at them after the fight has ended. That's not self-defense. That's turning self-defense into an affirmative license to assault someone else. So this is going to be a mess for him.
Oh, man.
And just the fact that he hasn't faced the music yet, I think it tells you he recognizes this is a serious situation.
All right, I'm going to try to cut back on our Aaron Rodgers stuff that's been going on. First of all, I want to start with this. I was shocked he only signed for $13 million. I don't know. I had it in my mind it was going to be like $30 million. Did that surprise you, that number, or did you expect that?
I expected it to be low. Now, he had told Pat McAfee he only wants $10 million. So he's getting $3.65 million more than he would have gotten, which is a lot of money to most of us. But for a football player, when you look at a market that's up to $55, $60 million at the quarterback position, it's really not all that much more money. He can make up the $19.5 million. To unlock that, though, among other things, the Steelers have to win the Super Bowl. So that'd be the best $19.5 million that any team has ever spent on any player, because it will mean they have won a Super Bowl. But it's a sweetheart deal. And look, he gave up $35 million when he renegotiated his contract with the Jets a couple of years ago. And I'm a firm believer there's no such thing as a free lunch. And I think Rodgers engages in these gestures in the hopes that it becomes influence. You know,
right,
when it's time to maybe trade for a key player. Hey, man, I gave you a deal here. I could have taken $35, $40 million. I took 13. Spend some of that money on that running back that maybe we need, or that receiver that maybe we need. And that's the thing that I'm most curious about. How much have the Steelers accepted and endorsed the full Aaron Rodgers experience? And are they going to, you know, let him run the offense however he sees fit? There's an attitude he has that flows from his experience, and I've heard him mention this from time to time, and he mentioned it earlier this week. They asked him about being a leader, and he said, I just want to be able to impart some of what I've learned over the last 20 years. There are times where he's kind of got almost like a chip on his shoulder that I've got all this experience and they don't use it. And I just wonder where the Steelers will strike that balance between this guy just works here and throws passes to he's been in the NFL for 20-plus years. We need to listen to everything he says about how we should run our team. And I wonder how much license they're going to give him and what kind of friction there might be if he senses they're really not listening to him.
Yeah, I think he seems to respect Coach Tomlin a lot more than he respected any of his Jets coaches. You'd agree with that, though, right? There's a little bit more
completely.
Respect.
No, yeah. I agree completely. Okay. I think he's made it clear. Tomlin's the reason he's there.
Yeah.
He's had respect for Tomlin for a long time. And Tomlin's the reason he's there. And you know, the question becomes, can Tomlin strike the right balance? And here's the real challenge. They had a veteran quarterback who kind of sucked the room dry of oxygen last year in Russell Wilson. I wonder if that, in a roundabout way, Joe, benefits the Steelers, because Tomlin can coach Rodgers on how to act in a way that doesn't duplicate last year. Because I think Russell Wilson's shtick fell flat in the Pittsburgh locker room. And now, he didn't have a play to back it up. Once Rodgers is out there, zipping those passes around and the ball's making a sound nobody's ever heard before. It might be easier for the Steelers players to accept this guy who's showing up late in his career.
Yep.
But I think Tomlin may have learned a few things last year that can translate to this year and make it an even better transition. This is the ultimate boom or bust, though. They're either going to win a playoff game, and who knows how far they'll go beyond that, or they're going to fail yet again. They're in the longest streak since they first won a playoff game, December 23, 1972, in the Immaculate Reception game. They're in the longest streak ever in franchise history of futility when it comes to winning in the playoffs. The prior longest drought was 5 years. They're up to 9 years. They desperately want to win a playoff game this year.
Oh, they don't know what pain is yet. That's nothing, 9 years.
Yeah, nine's nothing. Double it, man.
That's nothing down here, Mike. Come on.
Seven. Set all your clocks to 25 after. At some point, you're basically in de facto daylight savings time. We set our clocks 60 minutes ahead.
All right, Mike. Hey, thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
All right. See you, buddy.
Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joining us this morning. Talk a little bit about the Dolphins and everything. By the way, Pittsburgh and Miami will play each other this year. So we get to see old Aaron Rodgers once again. Hey, real quickly, I do want to tell you, real life hits you hard, man. Anxiety, depression, maybe you're drinking way too much. It's gotten out of hand. Used to be once or twice a week. Now you find yourself sitting in that room by yourself drinking way too much. Hey, it doesn't mean you're weak. It just means you're human. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale. These folks get it, man. They do. They get it. Athletes, all the rest of us. They've helped 19,000 people in 13 years with treatment for mental health and substance abuse led by expert doctors and therapists who build a plan around you, inpatient, outpatient, virtual care. Most insurance is accepted. Need a reset? Huh? Going through it? Recovery Unplugged is your spot. Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.